told the team, just disappointed, sick, the way this thing ended. Thought that they fought throughout the game, knew the game was going to go back and forth, knew they could score points, knew we had to do defensively, got up big, they came back, we fought back, and then it happened to come down to the final play with a pass interference. Sick for them. And we had plenty of opportunities, and at the end we just couldn't close it out. I'm disappointed for them, and just sick about the outcome. So with that, we'll open up for questions.
It appears that they announced they took an excessive timeout. Did they just mistakenly announce that? They came off the field after the injury, not an issue?
There were multiple injuries throughout our no-huddle process.
You think they were just trying to slow things down?
They all came back. I have no idea.
What happened? Did they explain to you why? What happened with the quarterback getting hurt on the last play?
Nope.
Did it appear that
I couldn't see it, Tony. I was looking at the quarterback who was out of the pocket, and I didn't see what was called. I just got the number on the play.
Why did you call that timeout down there? Were you guys not situated?
No, I wanted to see what the formation was. We had the timeout. Wanted to see how they were going to line it up and go from there. It was more a function of wanting to make sure we had the right personnel in, wanted to take a look at what they were going to do. We had the timeout, so at that point, just thought it was a good idea to use it, look at it, and get the guys in the spots we thought they needed to be in.
What's the rule, Eric, when a guy gets hurt when they don't have
a timeout? You know, I think it's a function of, since the timeout was called, I guess he can come back in. I'm not sure how they ruled it. I'm really not sure how they ruled it.
Eric, this was decided after there were double zeros on the clock. Did that ever happen in the game you've been involved with?
I don't think so. I know it's come down to the last play, different games, but never like this. Yeah, it was watching them play against Seattle, where they're able to score quickly, the ability to get big plays to Calvin Johnson. One of the things we talked about extensively, knew that was going to be a key to the game, and couldn't slow him down defensively, and disappointing. That put a lot of points on the board, something we haven't been able to do, and weren't able to slow him down like we should have defensively. Yep, thought about that, but thought that we had a chance to win the game with that play. Thought that they were going to blitz it, and that we'd get off coverage, and we'd be able to hit the receiver in off coverage. And at that point, we'd be able to take the knee. One of the things we want to do is, if it wasn't there, take the sack so you get the time off the clock. But it was a function of wanting to control the game at that point, and we'd hit the first down earlier doing that, figured that they've got to have it, they'd come, and we'd get the off coverage that we wanted.
Could you assess off with basketball on that?
I don't think that was the case. I think it was just maybe came out a little too quickly.
Is there any way to prepare your team for that final play? Can you recall going into the situation in your practices at all?
Yeah, you know, looking at it with 9 seconds left, you're really thinking that they're going to get two shots to throw to the end zone. Play takes about 6 seconds, even with that going a little longer. So it went longer, maybe 8 seconds, figured they'd take two shots or take the first play, try to get a chunk, and then make it a closer play on the last play.
Effectively, but particularly the last series there,
thought that he played well throughout the course of the game. I think that if he hits that pass, we win the game. And he'd gotten us the third down conversion the third down prior to that. Felt good about how he'd been throwing the ball throughout the whole game. Felt good about how the offense had been playing throughout the whole game. And that's really what I thought of him.
Is this when Hurt works in the offense, Eric, and goes away from
your time? It's just really disappointing for the guys, for me, for that group of guys. The way they worked, the way they fought, that some of the things that opportunities that we had, it hurts me for them more than a function of me or the coaching staff. Just disappointed for them. Just disappointed for them. Looking to do was to make sure that we took the last shot. So I want to be able to use up the time and make sure that we had the last shot and not give them the ball back with time to have a two-minute drive of their own. So, we hit the hideout play there. Thought that was going to go for a touchdown. Came over late and got it, and then we were able to take the time out there. But really thought that, or the goal of that drive was to go down, eat up the clock, and get points without giving them the ball back. We weren't being very effective at that point defensively. So that's what we're trying to do. I think he leaked out late and then read up, and our guys flowed. I think he was going to run the seven. He kind of came out, read back against the grain.
Eric, do you feel like the officials helped
this? I didn't see what happened down the end zone. Usually that's a scrum. The guy was out of the pocket multiple times. Quarterback was out of the pocket multiple times. A bunch of guys running around down there, and, side of the game like that's disappointing.
How difficult is it for defense to defend the final play after being so deflated and desperate?
Well, that's one of the things you talk about during the timeout. Need to hit. It's not a touchdown. You got another chance. Got another chance on the PAT, and they were able to execute both those plays. Yeah, yep, especially if the quarterback's out of the pocket multiple times. There's usually a lot of contact, a lot of things going on, and they're getting untimed now. I think we had opportunities today. I think we made some of our own breaks today. I think that we didn't play well defensively. We didn't play nearly as well as we could have on special teams. There's been a lot of times where we haven't played well offensively. It's just to have it finished the way it did, sick for those guys, sick for our guys. We did a lot. We went back to some of the same concepts that worked very effectively in the first half. Some of it was there, some of it wasn't there. I thought we ran the ball pretty well in the second half. I think that when they're scoring the way that they're scoring, you got to try to play complementary football at that point. And the offense did a nice job going down and scoring when they did, and then getting the two-point conversion.
Thanks, guys.